A New Hampshire man who came to the U.S. as a child is facing deportation. NHPR's Robert Garoba found that it's a complex and confusing process for a family who are looking for answers on where their son will be sent.
Agieth Okeni fled war in Sudan with her four children. In Egypt, she says she applied for refugee resettlement.
I took my children. I came with them. They asked me an interview. Do you have a specific place to go? I say no. I just want to live with my kid. I need the safety place to be safe with my children. So they brought me here to Manchester.
That was 18 years ago, and she's been in Manchester ever since. In that time, Okeni has seen her three daughters off to college. One of them is now training to be an airplane pilot. Another I spoke with is serving in the Peace Corps. Okeni also has a son, Haitham Bol, who she says was 9 years old when he arrived in the U.S.
Haitham was doing very good. He went to high school here.
That's Bol's stepfather, Chris Okeni, who also came to the States as a refugee from Sudan.
He had a job. He played football. He was a couple of times in a newspaper. He was, you know, doing good in a community.
But his family says Bol began to run with the wrong crowd. In 2015, Bol pleaded guilty to possession of a controlled drug and receiving stolen property. He was sentenced to serve time in state prison. This past December, Okeni says he was released from prison in Berlin. Bol had gotten into a lot of trouble, but he was hoping to start anew. But shortly after getting out of prison, Okeni says her son, who does not have U.S. citizenship, was arrested by ICE officials, held at a jail in Dover, and told he would be deported.
So I tried to contact to find any help, nowhere to get help. I'm still running to find a way to help my son.
Okeni says she's been trying to get her son legal help, but has struggled to afford an immigration attorney. This became even more difficult when Bol was moved to a different facility halfway across the country.
My name is Haitham Bol, and I'm in West Texas.
I reached Bol at an ICE holding facility in Sierra Blanca, Texas. Bol says his voice was scratchy because ICE officers used pepper spray on him and others. He also says detainees are resisting deportation.
Many of us here, we have old people that really shouldn't deserve this treatment for the way that they're forcing us. But it's really a first time I've ever witnessed anything like this. And it's very rough. It's rough.
Here's where the story gets more complicated.
I was told I'm going to be deported to South Sudan.
Bol and other detainees I spoke with on the phone are worried that they will be put on a flight to South Sudan, a country that has been engrossed in war for more than 4 years. Detainees say ICE officers have verbally given them this information.
I have never in my life been to South Sudan. I have no idea what South Sudan looked like.
Bol says he was born in Khartoum in the north, during a time when North and South were one country. Since then, South Sudan has gained its independence and is now among the world's most dangerous places, where reports of child soldiers and rape are commonplace and the risk of famine is severe, according to the United Nations. ICE says it does not give out deportation schedules, but provided that, in general, quote, removals of aliens who are under a final order of removal from an immigration judge are done only to the individual's nation of origin, not to third countries. It's difficult to know for sure where ICE plans on deporting Bol or others, or whether or not they will be transported elsewhere after a possible initial landing in South Sudan. Alyssa Steglish is a professor at the University of Texas School of Law. She says concerned family members of individuals in detention with Bol have reached out to her.
We remain concerned about access to counsel, and conditions in general.
Steglish thinks this may be the second attempt to deport dozens of people to unstable countries in Africa.
So it certainly raises concerns that not only are we pushing ahead with deportations, we're doing so in a way that does not respect the dignity and basic human rights of those who are being deported, and that is doing so in a way that does not allow for new protection concerns to be heard.
Another detainee I talked with said he was originally from Gambia, and lawyers in Minnesota are working to block deportation of a group of Somalis believed to be in the same group. Bol says he's being held with 28 like him, people who he says are worried they too will soon board a flight to South Sudan. Bol's mother, Agieth Okeni, who is now in contact with a lawyer, says she's left in the dark and worried her son will be sent to a highly dangerous country he has no connection to.
No home, no safety. My big problem is no safety. Where they're taking them? And I ask, where is my son? Where is going? Nobody tell me.
Husband Chris O'Kenny says he feels like he and his family, who came here legally as refugees, are being treated unfairly.
This is not America that I know. All of us here, we came, we did our best, we became part of the community, we go to work, we pay our taxes, and we should have a right the same with other people in America. He's fearing for his life. We fear for his life.
Immigration experts I spoke with say the deportation process isn't exactly transparent and extremely difficult to fight without good legal help. So for now, O'Kenny waits for the next phone call from her son, hoping he will have more information for her.
No one listening to me. I feel now like I'm still in Sudan, because they say I'm an American citizen. So we have a right to say something and somebody can listen.
O'Kenny says she understands her son has broken the law and may be deported to South Sudan or elsewhere. But she wants people to know her story in the hopes that it will save others from the same fear and frustration. For NHPR News, I'm Robert Garoga.